Keep Corbyn, kick out the Blairites, James Ivins. The establishment media, the fat cat bosses, both wings of the Tories, and the Labour right have formed an axis. An axis against Corbyn's anti-austerity call. It is plain that a mass party with a programme to make working class lives better could command ferocious support. It would also threaten the power and privilege of the super-rich 1%. The Corbyn movement's obvious electability has forced all competing establishment forces together against it. The super-rich and their Tory reps fear how far a Corbyn-led Labour might go. Free education, a £10 an hour minimum wage, and nationalised rail and energy could whet workers' appetites. The Labour right tries intrigue after intrigue to oust Corbyn, stymie the new members, or throw Labour's general election chances. Their man Owen Smith is a former big pharma lobbyist. He and his ilk share interests with the capitalists. They want to retire to boardrooms and consultancies like their Tory colleagues. There's no place for them in an anti-austerity Labour Party, let's get them out. And the establishment's friends and hirelings in the press, from Express to Guardian, print smears and label him unelectable. Phony charges of racism and intimidation, made by Cut's happy warmongers trying to bully new members out of activity. Still, thousands turn out for Corbyn in towns and cities previously untouched by mass rallies. The establishment will never let up. Its media is there to defend the profit system. To get your regular antidote, The Socialist, visit www.socialistparty.org.uk web link. But the only way to defend Corbyn and defeat austerity once and for all is to organize. A strong workers' party with a bold socialist program can scatter establishment lies. Corbyn's swelling support hints at this. Let's use it to force the right, inside and outside Labour, out of power.